thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated independently and in the black for 13 consecutive years. With 3 weeks left in 2021, we're $128,000 short of expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday, December the 17th. We're coming to you live, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's your opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package Plus. So not only would it be an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, and I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag, we are throwing in a nativity set from the Outdoor Nativity Store. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the particular soundbite that you have picked. You got four choices. We'll play them for you. And then when we finish playing them, it's your turn to vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Here's soundbite number one, Dr. John Bombaro. Why does the church call Mary the Mother of God?
The scripture tells us that all generations will call her blessed. That's inspired of the Holy Spirit. That's something that the Spirit will engender in Christ's people, is that we will call her blessed, that we will recognize that she is highly favored among all women. Justin Martyr, in 165 AD, for example, he famously contrasted Mary's obedience with the disobedience of Eve in Genesis chapter 3. So she's signaling the dawn of a new humanity, the potential of a new humanity redeemed in Christ and by the power of God's word. At the Council of Ephesus in 431, there was an effort to combat those who denied the true humanity of the Son of God. And they designated Mary as Theotokos, the Mother of God. They said to deny this is tantamount to denying the incarnation of the Son, because Mary bore and birthed into this world in the human flesh her body provided, with the blood that her body provided, God himself. So it is perfectly orthodox, not only proper, but necessary to speak of Mary as the Virgin Mother of God, or the Blessed Virgin, or the Mother of our Lord. In fact, to say the opposite is not merely taboo to the church, it's rank heresy.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. John Bombaro, why does the church call Mary the Mother of God? Vote for that one on this Friday by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Angus Manoj. Here he is contrasting scholarship with activism.
So what we get more and more in a modern university is the substitution of activism for scholarship. Scholarship has this idea, humbly, that you try your best to find out what's actually true by going back to the sources and discovering what's actually the case. The activist view is really very intellectually lazy because it's premised on the idea that, well, we already know what we want. And so now the purpose of scholarship is to advocate for what we want. The only problem is it bypassed the question of truth. And so we get more and more oppressive, I think, ideologies, which are all about getting people to do things. Surely an obvious feature of our contemporary age, especially as we've gone through all the various lockdowns and other procedures, is that people now believe that the way you solve problems is to make people do things. And it's a loss of confidence that this is an area where you could contend for truth and persuade them with good arguments so they could come around to your way of saying things. And instead, no, this is just a contest of power. And will my narrative supplant your narrative? So people are always, like at Babel, trying to make a name for themselves. The trouble is that now we've got so many people trying to make a name for themselves, and they all contradict one another. And so it's a recipe for conflict. And all that great unity, which you saw in the Renaissance through the 17th century, where people had a unified picture of reality, is starting to unravel into just a bunch of competing stories in conflict.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Angus Manoj, Scholarship versus Activism, 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a vote via Twitter at issuesetc or email talkback@issuesetc.org. Larry Peters has the third soundbite this week. Here he is on teaching the real presence of Christ in the sacrament.
You can't argue anybody into the kingdom of God, and you're not going to argue anybody into deciding that liturgical worship that's more reflective of our history and our past as Lutherans is better than what they'd experienced, whatever that may be. It is the patient instruction, and it is the practical modeling of that faith and piety before God's people that makes a difference. And I can show you that in one small area. There was a spill of the chalice one Sunday, my first weeks or months here in Tennessee. You know, we stopped the distribution, got down on the floor with the purificator, and reverently, as much as possible, cleaned up what had taken place. I had somebody say something after the service. I found it interesting. It was embarrassing to me. But this person said, "I suddenly realized what we were talking about. Because the only reason anybody would stop what you're doing, get down on your hands and knees while you're wearing vestments, and clean up a spill of the chalice is because you believed that this was the blood of Christ." And they said this was like a light bulb that went off in their head, that all of a sudden they began to see that what we had been talking about all along isn't high culture versus low culture. It isn't preference. It isn't experience even. But this goes to the heart and core of what we believe. And so when the pastor connects those two dots, over time, the people begin to realize, yeah, this makes a difference.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Peters teaching on the real presence of Christ in the sacrament, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And our Twitter address, @issuesetc. You can vote for that one. Now, get ready to vote because we're going to play soundbite number four, then we'll take a break, and the break is a good time to call us. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four. Dr. Scott Yenner, why many Christians adopted the culture's view of contraception?
It's very difficult to maintain the independence of the gospel. It's very difficult to maintain the independence of scripture from your contemporary culture. And in treating congregants like they're Americans first, instead of Christians first, you'll tend to give American answers to this. What I think it illuminates very importantly is the power of the social gospel movement. Not only at the beginning of the contraception movement in the 20s and 30s, but really up till today. It's difficult to have an independent of our culture confrontation with scripture. And I think that the lion's share of the reason Protestant churches haven't taken this up as a moral issue is because it really ceased to be a moral issue in America. A subsidiary reason, I would say, is that people don't want to appear Catholic. So since the Catholic Church is kind of known for its position on anti-contraception and the need for fruitful marriage and to avoid the problem of mutual use in sex, you know, people just want to avoid the Catholic position. So they treat it as an outlier and avoid, you know, engaging it.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Scott Yenner, why many Christians adopted the culture's view of contraception. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's time to vote. We'll take a break, and you can vote during this break, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next. If you're looking for a Christmas gift for a child, grandchild, or godchild ages 3 through 8, give them the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Symbols of Salvation, The Story of Jesus' Birth. It's a new interactive and illustrated book showcasing the true story of Christmas in rhyme. Symbols of Salvation is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Symbols of Salvation, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
The Magnificat, the Benedictus, the Nunc Dimittis, the Gloria in Excelsis, you know all of these. They are the Christmas canticles, all sung during or near the incarnation and birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. They all come from the first two chapters of Luke. Well, if you want to learn more, now's your chance. Pick up your copy of the December issue of the Lutheran Witness, where you'll learn all about these canticles and how they proclaim Christ and Him crucified. To learn more, visit cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the four soundbites. One from Dr. John Bambaro, Why Does the Church Call Mary the Mother of God? Another from Dr. Angus Manoush, Scholarship versus Activism. Pastor Larry Peters weighed in on teaching the real presence of Christ in the sacrament. And Dr. Scott Yenner, Why Many Christians Adopted the Culture's View of Contraception. One of those will be Soundbite of the Week, and your vote decides. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote, at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's begin with some votes from the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Joyce from Missouri, and my vote for Soundbite of the Week is number 3, Pastor Larry Peters. It's such great wisdom that I have learned that we are much more effective with patient instruction and modeling rather than just saying, this is how it is, do it. That's a much more effective way, patient instruction and modeling. And also, the reverence of Christ's body and blood. I've been a Lutheran all my life, but I haven't realized the sacredness of that. And just beginning to learn that, so that now I cringe when I think about being on the altar guild and we just threw the empty individual cups away in the trash. Also, since you've said to ask, and Christ says to ask, and it will be given you, if I would happen to win Soundbite of the Week, I would donate the outdoor nativity to our Lutheran church on the campus of the nearby university. Thank you very much. Excellent programming always.
This is Paul in Milwaukee voting for Soundbite number 2, Scholarship versus Activism. Having taught undergraduates, I would substitute socialists for activists in and outside of the classroom, and include the role of administration in trying to dominate the teachers and the students by social causes of the left. Suggest that anyone interested in the truth in education to mark the offenses of their descendants, Marx and Gramsci, in all subjects, all levels of schooling, public and private, and avoid them. Pray for a great awakening.
All right. Thank you very much for those votes. Let's see what Chris has to say. He is listening in Chicago. Hi, Chris.
I have to vote for Dr. Angus Manoush because of how it fits in with the spirit of the age. Instead of trying to convince people how wise it is to get a vaccine or not, people seem to be rather trying to enforce their opinions instead of reason. It was interesting, though, that that Larry Peters added to the voice of logical persuasion the force of a strong, practical example. But my vote is for Dr. Manoush.
All right, Chris, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Chicago. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-6943. Julia in Idaho says, voting for soundbite number 1 because the Reverend Dr. Bombaro succinctly and convincingly explicates Mary's status as the Mother of God, refuting Roman Catholic veneration of her. Instead, he contrasts her with Eve as a model of obedience and a figure of hope for the new mankind in Christ. Julia, thank you very much for listening in Idaho. Jen says, I believe this week's best is number 3, teaching on the real presence of Christ in the sacrament. Our belief that the bread and the wine is the body and blood, while remaining bread and wine, is a large part of what separates Lutherans from other Protestant faiths. Emily in Minnesota says, my vote for soundbite is number 4, a great reminder that we are Christians first and Americans second. We need to be in this world, but not of it. And Mark in New Mexico, he says, blessed Advent. I cast a vote this week for Pastor Peter's soundbite. That would be soundbite number 3. You cannot argue people into Christ's kingdom, nor into a sound doctrine and practice, but we must teach patiently over time. This is most certainly true. I admit, I had to look up what a purificator is, but that was instructive too. Used for 2,000 years, of course, we'd have given that cloth a name. I've heard the stories of pastors, maybe it was Dr. Luther himself, who lapped up Christ's blood spilled from a chalice by accident. Mark, thanks for listening there in New Mexico. Sam is in South Carolina. Sam says, hi, Pastor Wilkin and Jeff. Once again, you've offered some great sound bites, making the decision difficult. But the one that hits home for me is soundbite number 3. Pastor Peters is absolutely correct. My family and I left Calvinism and began attending a Lutheran church fairly recently. I noticed that a number of people bow when the words of institution are chanted. I put two and two together, and it made perfect sense. The first time I bowed at the words, the doctrine that I had already confessed took on a new depth of meaning for me. Then, when the pastor announced the Pax Domini, that is the peace of the Lord, I was floored. I knew that I was in the presence of the very God of very God in the flesh. But rather than bringing judgment, he was offering peace. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much, Sam in South Carolina. Well, according to your votes, the winner this week is soundbite number 3, Pastor Larry Peters, teaching the real presence of Christ in the sacrament.
You can't argue anybody into the kingdom of God, and you're not going to argue anybody into deciding that liturgical worship that's more reflective of our history and our past as Lutherans is better than what they'd experienced, whatever that may be. It is the patient instruction, and it is the practical modeling of that faith and piety before God's people that makes a difference. And I can show you that in one small area. There was a spill of the chalice one Sunday, my first weeks or months here in Tennessee. You know, we stopped the distribution, got down on the floor with the purificator, and reverently, as much as possible, cleaned up what had taken place. I had somebody say something after the service. I found it interesting. It was embarrassing to me. But this person said, I suddenly realized what we were talking about. Because the only reason anybody would stop what you're doing, get down on your hands and knees while you're wearing vestments, and clean up a spill of the chalice is because you believed that this was the blood of Christ. And they said this was like a light bulb that went off in their head, that all of a sudden they began to see that what we had been talking about all along isn't high culture versus low culture. It isn't preference. It isn't experience even. But this goes to the heart and core of what we believe. And so when the pastor connects those two dots, over time the people begin to realize, yeah, this makes a difference.
That's the winner this week. Soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Peters, teaching the real presence of Christ in the sacrament. Thanks to everybody who voted. Joyce, you ask and you receive. You get the LPR bundle package. If you would, send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy serves Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get a review of the new movie Spider-Man No Way Home. Pastor Ted Geese will join us. We'll talk with Pastor Peter Bender about what we can learn from the Benedict option, and we'll study the Christmas hymn, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, with Pastor Will Whedon. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is. 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.